Hi, everybody. It's time for our pre-show. This is our final pre-show from Florida and our final encore show from Florida for today, which is the 12th of November. And it is the year 2020, as you know, and all that bullshit. I'm actually sitting out here on the patio right now. You can hear the rain coming down, even though hurricane or whatever the hell it was, Tropical Storm Etta, has split the area and is up somewhere in the northern Gulf, maybe heading for Mississippi. That's the last thing I heard. It's still raining, not near as bad as it had been. You know, there's a canal up behind Jackie's house, and we've been watching that damn thing rising, I don't know, every few inches, every few days. It got up pretty high. It never really has gotten to the, you know, any kind of a dangerous point where it's going to start flooding the houses here, because all the houses here along this canal are elevated pretty well. Some of the houses in this town, not so much this town, but in South Florida, are below ground level, and that's a really dumb way to build a house. I don't know what they were thinking when they did that, but nonetheless, when it rains and it floods, those houses are under fucking water. At least part of their houses are underwater. I don't get it. A lot of the houses around here are older. I remember when I first came to Florida in 1972, I was a construction laborer. I came out with a buddy and a couple friends of mine to go to work for my friend's dad's concrete construction business. And so you kind of, you know, you're out here for the first time, as I was, looking at how houses are built, looking at where they are built. And when I was in Orlando, obviously we were doing nothing but new construction, so everything that I saw was pretty new. And to find a really, really old house in Orlando, you have to find those sections of town where things are pretty old. And that's near the downtown area, and Winter Park had some older houses. I don't know when Rollins College was established, but most of the houses that I saw were the sort of suburban areas of Orlando were new. But down here in Broward County, I'm not saying that Miami's saturated. I mean, you know, in terms of, you know, home construction, I'm sure there's always going to be new places where they're building houses, but I do have a chance to see some of the older homes in the area, and a lot of them are built on some pretty shaky freaking ground, man. I mean, everywhere I go, as I was driving today and yesterday, I'm seeing people out there with pumps, trucks, you know, running water into sewers that are already pretty well full. So it's been a rough run here for the folks. I feel bad for a lot of people I see them on TV, man. Their freaking roofs are caved in and shit, and, you know, a real bummer. And then I'm talking to my doc on the phone yesterday, and he says to me, it's 34 degrees. 34 degrees. He's in Agoura Hills in Los Angeles and outside of L.A. And he's going, yeah, it's 34 degrees at night here, man. I'm like, are you kidding me, dude? It got really cold fast, Jack. Good thing I brought my jacket with me. I don't really need it that much here, but, you know, might need it when I get home. So, you know, what else? Yeah, so there was that, and we went around today. Jackie's on TV right now. What's happening is I'm sitting here out on the veranda, you know. She's inside the house. She's doing a Zoom TV hosting appearance for Public Television Miami. And because of COVID, everybody's on the Zoom, as you well know, and she's doing her thing here from her living room, and she's got a co-host, and they're interviewing some dude about, I don't know, some video that they're actually featuring tonight on, they're taping and will be replaying later on public television in Miami. WPBT, I think is the call letters. I think it's some cat talking about retirement and, you know, this sort of thing. So Jackie's looking beautiful. She's all done up, does her own makeup. I was asking her about makeup. I said, you know, did you have makeup people in Miami? Did you have makeup people in Tampa? She said, no, we did all our own makeup. She learned how to do her own makeup, but maybe they had makeup people in Miami. Maybe it didn't happen back when she was starting in Miami in the 80s. I don't fucking know, but she knows how to do that shit, so I was watching her do that, etc. And so, because she's doing that, Kirby and I came out here onto the veranda. I opened up the door to the actual backyard, and Kirby snuck out there, and he came back in soaking wet and going, where's the towel, dude? I need to be toweled off. So I he literally digs being toweled off, so I wiped him down with a towel and I said, you're going on in the house, Jack, because I got other things I gotta do. So his ass is in there. I took him walking out tonight around the neighborhood, And as I walked down the opposite side of the street, his little leg went through a grate. There's a grate down there, over a sewer. And he slipped down in that thing, man. But he wasn't whimpering. He wasn't screaming or anything. I could see he wasn't moving. He's looking at me, and I go, okay, cool. So I pulled him up out of that. He was fine. This dude's been walking around with a limp because he has arthritis. He's 16 years old come January. So Jackie keeps an eye on, how well he's doing. She gives him CBD oil with his food. And he was hauling ass down the opposite side of the street. I mean, I should say hauling ass, but he was going along at a really good trot, man. Like the dude, like he's 10 years younger, literally. So, I mean, I know that cannabis is magic, but God damn. Now, this is CBD oil, veterinary approved. And as you guys have probably heard me say in the past, I do not dig people giving animals cannabis products unless they have been veterinary tested, just like any medicine you give to a human being. Like the FDA has to approve it. Well, whatever veterinary overseer board there is, whatever overlord board there is for veterinarians, need to sign off on that shit, man. Just don't be giving your pets cannabis because it makes you feel good. That's cruelty, man. That's just stone fucking cruelty to an animal. You may be stoned. The animal is being treated in a stone cruel manner, in my opinion. All right, man. I hope you guys are doing well. I will see you cats back in California. I'll be at least doing my thing from California in our studio tomorrow for not only our show, but our chat. We'll be doing our BSP chat tomorrow night from California. And, of course, we'll have a brand new Saturday Cinema for you. I love you. Thank you. Peace out.